Mother, why am I Rebecca Smith and not Rebecca Miller? Jonas and Sarah are Millers. I want my name to be Miller, too. Come here, Rebecca, and sit by me as I do the mending, Mother invited. You have been writing your name, Rebecca Smith, so nicely on your school papers. That is your name, but you are living with us, the Miller family. Now you are sad because you want your name to be Miller instead of Smith. Yes, Mother, and now why can't I be a Miller too? Pleaded Rebecca. Well, Rebecca, we have told you this story before, but we do not get tired telling it to you again and again, if it helps you. You do know your birth mother loves to have you visit, but she does not have her own home where she can give you proper care since your father died. Your father was James Smith, and he gave you this name of Rebecca Smith. It is wonderful that you are able to visit your birth mother once in a while, and she wants you to remain Rebecca Smith. You love your Mama Lois, don't you? It makes Mama Lois sad she can't have you live with her all the time. She is happy you are here in our Christian home. Mother reached over to hug Rebecca. And I'm so glad you are in our home. You bring us so much joy as you let us love you. We do love you, you know. We believe Jesus is pleased to have you in our home. But we feel badly when you have this inside sadness, like now. Did you know we have Bible stories about children who had sadness in their homes and that some could not stay at home with their parents? Let's think about some of these and their times of inside sadness. Joseph was very much loved by his father Jacob and his mother Rachel. Rachel thanked God for her son Joseph, but she died when his little brother Benjamin was born. Now others had to care for these little boys. Jacob gave Joseph a special gift of a pretty coat, but his big brothers were jealous and unkind to him. They hated him and could not speak peaceably to him. They made fun of his dreams that he had at night. Once when Joseph was around 17, his father sent him to check on his brothers tending sheep in distant fields. They saw him coming, and they called him the Dreamer. Some of the brothers wanted to kill him, but after taking off his coat, they put him in a pit until they sold him to be a slave in a far land. Do you think he had inner sadness? Oh, Mother, that was so mean. He must have felt terrible, sympathized Rebecca. Now, do you remember how it was for baby Moses? His parents had to hide him from the wicked king who wanted to kill all the baby boys. They did this for 3 months, but he was getting too big to hide. So his mother fixed a basket with waterproofing, and she put her baby in it down by the edge of the river where the king's daughter would find him. His sister Miriam watched him from the bushes. The princess saw the basket, and when she opened it, the baby cried. It's one of the Hebrew babies. I will call him Moses because I drew him out of the water. Miriam came running. Do you want a nurse for the baby? She asked. The princess said, go, and Miriam got her own mother. I will give you wages, the princess told the mother. Rebecca, do you think the family was happy now? Mother asked. Maybe for a little while, but they knew he would have to go to live with the princess soon. When that kind came, I think Moses had lots of inside sadness. Rebecca pondered. I never thought about these things before. What about Samuel? His mother prayed in the temple for a baby boy. She promised God if he gave her a son, she would give him back to him. Eli the priest thought she was drunk. But Hannah told him, no, I am a woman of a sorrowful heart. Eli told her to go in peace. God will answer your prayer. how happy she was when Samuel was born. When Samuel was still a small boy, she kept her promise to God and took him up to the temple to live with Eli. Every year she came to see Samuel and brought him a new coat. Each time she left, Samuel watched his mother leave him behind. He watched as long as he could see her. Don't you think that was hard for Samuel? He had feelings just as you do, and I believe he had inside sadness many times. Now let's think of David. We don't know about his baby days. He was old enough to be caring for the sheep when Prophet Samuel came to David's home for a very special meal. Prophet Samuel asked Jesse to get all his sons together because God had told him to anoint one of Jesse's sons to be the next king. But Jesse didn't bring David. Maybe he forgot him. Each one of the seven boys walked past Samuel, but each time the Lord did not choose that one. Do you have any other sons, Jesse? Well, I do have one yet who is keeping the sheep. Now, do you think Jesse loved David very much if he had not called him for this special meal? Maybe Jesse didn't seem to think David was very important. When David came, he was all rosy-faced by being out of doors, and he was good to look at. The Lord told Samuel, this was the one to be anointed the next king. David's brothers may have become jealous because later, when he took food to them in the army, they were angry at him. You are full of pride and naughty in your heart. Why aren't you home taking care of the sheep? You are just nosy. David wondered what he had done to upset his brothers. He may have had some inside sadness too through those times. Why, oh why, did God let those terrible things happen? Rebecca asked. He could have had good things to happen to all of them. You knew these stories, didn't you, Rebecca? Mother took her hands into her own. Each of these boys were later used mightily by God to help his people. God allowed each to have his experience for a special purpose. We know that now, but these little boys didn't know it back then. But I believe God gave them comfort for their inside sadness. Well, you tell me God can comfort me too, and I want to believe that, but it's so hard sometimes, Rebecca confessed. Yes, Rebecca, God cares very much for you and wants what is best for you. It's hard to understand that now. At times, your sadness becomes so big you act angry and pouty. But you can tell God you are feeling sad and angry. He will help you, Mother encouraged. But Mother, won't it make God not like me when I feel sad and mean? Rebecca wondered. No, he knows all about you. You can talk to him just like you talk to me. You know I love you all the time, even when you are not nice. God loves you all the time, too, and he cares. You can tell him it is hard to understand that your name is Smith and not Miller. You can tell him you are sad not to be able to live with Mama Lois. Oh, Mother, I'm glad I can tell him. Sometimes when I'm playing at school, I am so sad inside. The others are always talking about their very own families, living and playing together. They don't have foster families like I have. I get mixed up inside about it, and I act mean sometimes. I'm ashamed. You are nice to me, and you sew me such nice dresses and cook good meals. You always act like you love me anyway. Rebecca ended gratefully. Rebecca, you dear, sweet little girl, Daddy and I know it's not easy for you, but there are always hard things in life, along with good things. David, later in the Psalms, would mention good things God had done for him, even when he was sad. This is something you can do, too. When you are sad, you can tell God you are sad. But right away, you can start thanking Him for some happy time you did have. This helps you to stop being sad. God never gets tired of your talking to Him. And remember, I don't get tired of you telling me you feel sad, and I will try to help you think on happy things, so the inside sadness will become smaller and smaller, Mother assured her foster daughter.